Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Mexico Episode 4, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, Mexico in World War II and the Economic Boom, 1940 to 1960. From Global Conflict to Economic Expansion. Introduction, Mexico's Path to Modernization. By 1940, Mexico had emerged from 3 decades of revolution, civil war, and political instability into a more centralized and controlled state under the Institutional Revolutionary Party, PRI. With Lázaro Cárdenas reforms, particularly the nationalization of oil, Mexico had taken steps toward economic independence. However, a new global conflict, World War II, would change everything. Though Mexico had remained neutral in past wars, the rise of the Axis powers and growing tensions in the Americas forced it to take a side. This chapter explores Mexico's role in World War II, including its military and economic contributions, the post-war economic boom, known as the Mexican Miracle, the social and political changes that shaped modern Mexico. 13.1 Mexico and World War II, 1940 to 1945. Mexico's entry into the war. At the outbreak of World War II, 1939 to 1945, Mexico initially remained neutral. However, 2 key events changed the stance. German U-boat attacks, 1942. 2 Mexican oil tankers, Potrero del Llano and Foja de Oro, were sunk by German submarines. This outraged the Mexican public. Pressure from the United States. The U.S. encouraged Mexico to join the Allies, seeing it as a strategic partner in the war effort. In May 1942, Mexico declared war on Germany, Italy, and Japan, officially entering World War II. The role of the Mexican military. Mexico's primary military contribution was through the Aztec Eagles, Esquadron 201, a squadron of Mexican fighter pilots who fought in the Pacific Theater. Esquadron 201 was trained in the U.S. and deployed in the Philippines in 1945. The squadron flew combat missions against Japan, earning international recognition. Economic contributions to the war. Beyond direct military action, Mexico played a crucial economic role in supporting the Allied war effort. Oil exports. Mexico supplied fuel to Allied forces, particularly the U.S. Bracero Program, 1942 to 1964. An agreement with the U.S. that allowed Mexican laborers, braceros, to work in American agriculture and industry to replace workers who had gone to war. This war-driven economic boost laid the foundation for Mexico's post-war growth. 13.2 The post-war economic boom, 1945 to 1960. The Mexican Miracle. Between 1945 and 1960, Mexico experienced one of the fastest economic growth periods in its history, known as the Mexican Miracle. Key factors driving the boom. Industrialization. The government invested in factories, railroads, and infrastructure. Urbanization. Cities like Mexico City, Guadalajara, and Monterrey expanded rapidly. Agricultural modernization. The introduction of new farming technologies increased food production. Foreign investment. The U.S. and other countries saw Mexico as a stable partner in post-war development. Rising living standards. Wages increased, allowing for the growth of a middle class. Education expanded, with new universities and schools. Healthcare and public services improved, leading to higher life expectancy. However, economic growth was uneven. The wealthiest benefited the most, while rural areas remained underdeveloped. 13.3 Political stability under the PRI. The PRI's control of Mexico. The Institutional Revolutionary Party, PRI, which had ruled since 1929, became even more dominant during the post-war years. Presidents were handpicked by the PRI, ensuring one-party rule. Political opposition was suppressed, though elections were held. The PRI used economic success to maintain legitimacy, claiming to be the heir of the Mexican Revolution. Despite criticisms of corruption and electoral fraud, the PRI provided stability in a country that had experienced decades of conflict. The role of President Miguel Alemán, 1946 to 1952. Miguel Alemán became Mexico's first civilian president since the revolution. His presidency marked the shift toward pro-business policies, including encouraging foreign investment in industry, expanding highways and modernizing Mexico City, supporting tourism, particularly in Acapulco, which became a global hotspot. However, land reforms slowed, and the gap between rich and poor widened. 13.4 social changes in post-war Mexico. Urbanization and migration. As industries expanded, millions of rural Mexicans moved to cities in search of work. Mexico City became one of the largest cities in the world, with its population exploding. Shantytowns, barrios, formed on the outskirts as urban infrastructure struggled to keep up. Cultural shifts, rural traditions mixed with urban lifestyles, transforming Mexican identity. The Golden Age of Mexican Cinema, 1936 to 1957. During this period, Mexico became a global leader in cinema, producing iconic films starring Pedro Infante, Maria Felix, Jorge Negrete. Movies such as Nosotros Los Pobres and Macario became classics, defining Mexican culture for generations. Relations with the United States. Despite tensions over immigration, trade, and drug trafficking, U.S.-Mexico relations were stronger than ever. Mexico was seen as a stable economic partner in Latin America. The Bracero program continued, bringing Mexican laborers to U.S. farms. Cultural exchanges increased, influencing Mexican music, fashion, and technology. Chapter 14. The PRI's Authoritarian Rule and the Student Movements, 1960 to 1980. Economic Growth, Political Repression, and the Seeds of Dissent. Introduction. A Nation at a Crossroads. By 1960, Mexico had experienced nearly two decades of economic expansion, urbanization, and modernization under the one-party rule of the Institutional Revolutionary Party, PRI. The post-war economic boom had created a growing middle class, improved education, and expanded infrastructure. Yet beneath the surface of progress, deep inequalities remained. The wealth gap between rich and poor widened. Rural areas remained underdeveloped, while cities expanded rapidly. Political opposition was suppressed, and elections remained rigged in favor of the PRI. The youth, inspired by global movements, began challenging government repression. By the late 1960s, the country was on the verge of political unrest, culminating in the Tlatelolco Massacre of 1968, one of the darkest chapters in modern Mexican history. This chapter explores the continuation of economic growth under the PRI, the repression of political dissent and student movements, the emergence of guerrilla groups and state violence. 14.1 The PRI and the Economic Boom, 1960 to 1970. The Mexican miracle continues. During the 1960s, Mexico's economy continued to grow rapidly, benefiting from government investment in industry and public works, foreign investment, particularly from the U.S. and Europe, the expansion of manufacturing, particularly in automobiles, textiles, and electronics. Urban centers like Mexico City, Guadalajara, and Monterrey became hubs of commerce and culture. However, this growth was uneven. The richest 10% of Mexicans controlled nearly 40% of the nation's wealth. The poor, especially rural farmers, saw little improvement. Inflation and corruption weakened long-term stability. The rise of the perfect dictatorship. The PRI had mastered the art of control. Elections were held, but always rigged in favor of PRI candidates. Political opposition was tolerated, but never allowed to win real power. Media was censored or manipulated to support the government. Union leaders were co-opted or silenced. Despite these authoritarian tactics, many Mexicans accepted PRI rule, as it provided stability and economic growth. But not everyone was satisfied. 14.2 The 1968 Student Movement and the Tlatelolco Massacre. The global context of 1968. The year 1968 was marked by student protests and civil unrest worldwide. Paris, France, mass student strikes threatened the government. United States, anti-Vietnam War protests intensified. Czechoslovakia, the Prague Spring challenged Soviet control. Inspired by these movements, Mexican students began demanding reforms. The demands of the Mexican student protesters. In mid-1968, students across Mexico organized peaceful protests demanding democratic elections instead of PRI dominance, an end to police brutality and government corruption, increased funding for education and student rights. The movement gained momentum, with marches and demonstrations in Mexico City and other major cities. The Tlatelolco Massacre, October 2, 1968. As Mexico prepared to host the 1968 Olympics, the PRI feared that student protests would embarrass the government. On October 2, 1968, thousands of students gathered at Tlatelolco Plaza, Plaza de las Tres Culturas, for a peaceful demonstration. The Mexican army and police surrounded the plaza. Gunfire erupted, with government forces shooting indiscriminately into the crowd. Hundreds of students were killed. Official numbers are disputed, but estimates range from 300 to over 1,000. Thousands more were arrested and tortured. The massacre shocked Mexico and the world, marking a turning point in Mexican political consciousness. 14.3 The 1970s. Economic decline and political unrest. Luis Echeverria and the leftist shift, 1970 to 1976. After the Tlatelolco massacre, the PRI attempted to repair its image by shifting towards leftist policies under President Luis Echeverria, 1970 to 1976. Public spending increased, expanding education and social programs. Land reforms resumed, redistributing land to poor farmers. Relations with Cuba and socialist countries improved. However, these reforms failed to solve deep economic problems. The oil boom and bust. In the mid-1970s, massive oil reserves were discovered in Mexico, leading to a temporary economic boom, with foreign banks lending billions to Mexico. Increased government spending, including ambitious public works projects. A sense of optimism. Mexico seemed on the path to becoming an economic powerhouse. But by 1980, global oil prices collapsed, and Mexico was left with enormous debt. Guerrilla movements and state repression. While some Mexicans turned to electoral politics, others embraced armed resistance. Leftist guerrilla groups emerged, particularly in Guerrero, Lucio Cabana's People's Armed Forces, Oaxaca and Chiapas, rural resistance movements. The government responded with La Guerra Sucia, the Dirty War, using disappearances and assassinations of political dissidents, torture and imprisonment of suspected revolutionaries, military crackdowns on rural communities. These tactics mirrored those used by authoritarian regimes in South America, deepening public distrust of the PRI. 14.4 The road to the 1980s, political and economic crisis. By 1980, Mexico was facing a growing financial crisis due to falling oil prices. Political opposition gaining strength, particularly from the National Action Party, PAN. Public disillusionment with the PRI's corruption and repression. Though the PRI remained in control, cracks were beginning to show. Chapter 15, Economic Collapse and the Political Transition, 1980 to 2000. Debt crisis, reforms, and the end of PRI's absolute rule. Introduction, the struggle for a new Mexico. As Mexico entered the 1980s, it faced one of the worst economic crises in its history. After decades of rapid growth under the Mexican miracle, the country was now burdened with debt, inflation, and declining wages. At the same time, political opposition to the PRI was growing. After 71 years of one-party rule, democracy was finally taking root. By the year 2000, the PRI would lose power for the first time, marking the beginning of a new era in Mexican politics. This chapter explores the economic crises of the 1980s and 1990s, the rise of opposition parties challenging the PRI, the Zapatista Rebellion of 1994, and the growing fight for indigenous rights, the historic election of 2000, which ended PRI's absolute dominance. 15.1 The debt crisis and economic collapse, 1980 to 1988, the fall of the Mexican miracle. By the late 1970s, Mexico was booming from high oil prices, but its economy was built on borrowed money. The government took massive loans from international banks, believing that oil revenues would pay off the debt. In 1981, global oil prices crashed, leaving Mexico unable to repay its loans. By 1982, the country was in economic freefall. Inflation skyrocketed. The peso collapsed, losing value against the U.S. dollar. Unemployment rose, leading to mass poverty. The IMF and neoliberal reforms. To avoid total collapse, Mexico turned to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, for help. In exchange, the IMF demanded harsh economic reforms. Privatization. State-owned companies were sold to private investors, often at low prices. Cuts to social programs, education, healthcare, and welfare spending were reduced. Trade liberalization. Mexico opened its economy to foreign businesses. These reforms helped stabilize inflation, but they also worsened inequality, leading to public resentment against the PRI. 15.2 Political crisis and electoral fraud, 1988. The controversial 1988 election. The 1988 presidential election was one of the most controversial in Mexican history. For the first time, the PRI faced a serious challenge from opposition candidate Cuauhtémoc Cárdenas, leader of the left-wing Democratic Revolutionary Party, PRD. As votes were being counted, the election system mysteriously crashed. When the system came back online, the PRI candidate, Carlos Salinas de Gortari, was declared the winner. Many Mexicans believed the election was rigged, leading to widespread protests and calls for democracy. Salinas' presidency and NAFTA, 1988 to 1994. Despite the controversy, Carlos Salinas became president and pushed neoliberal economic policies. In 1994, Mexico signed the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, with the United States and Canada. This deal boosted exports, especially in manufacturing and agriculture. However, small farmers and indigenous communities suffered, as cheap American corn flooded the market. While the PRI claimed that Mexico was modernizing, economic inequality was worsening, and political unrest was growing. 15.3 The Zapatista Rebellion, 1994. The rise of the EZLN. On January 1, 1994, the same day NAFTA took effect, a new revolution began. A group of indigenous rebels in Chiapas, calling themselves the Zapatista Army of National Liberation, EZLN, rose up against the Mexican government. They accused the PRI of neglecting the poor, especially indigenous communities. Their leader, Subcommandant Marcos, became a symbol of resistance and indigenous rights. The Mexican army crushed the rebellion within weeks, but the Zapatistas continued to organize protests, occupy towns, and demand reforms. Impact of the Zapatista movement. The Zapatistas exposed deep inequalities in Mexico, forcing the government to recognize indigenous rights in national law, promise social reforms, though many were never fully implemented, allow greater political freedom as opposition groups gained strength. The movement inspired activists across Latin America, proving that the PRI's hold on power was weakening. 15.4 The financial crash of 1994. The tequila crisis. After years of economic mismanagement, Mexico suffered another financial disaster in 1994. The peso collapsed overnight, losing half its value. Inflation surged, wiping out people's savings. Foreign investors pulled their money out, worsening the crisis. To prevent total economic collapse, the United States bailed out Mexico with a $50 billion loan. Although the bailout stabilized the economy, many Mexicans saw it as a humiliation, reinforcing anti-PRI sentiment. 15.5 The end of PRI's absolute rule, 2000. The growing opposition. By the late 1990s, PRI's grip on power was weaker than ever. Two main opposition parties gained strength. The National Action Party, PAN, a right-wing pro-business party. The Democratic Revolutionary Party, PRD, a left-wing party formed by Cuauhtémoc Cárdenas. Many Mexicans wanted real democracy, believing that the PRI's corruption, economic failures, and political repression had gone too far. The 2000 election, Vicente Fox's victory. For the first time in 71 years, an election ended the PRI's rule. Vicente Fox, candidate of the PAN, won the presidency. His victory marked the first peaceful transition of power in modern Mexican history. This was a historic moment, showing that Mexico had finally become a true democracy. Chapter 16, The 21st Century, Drug Wars, Economic Growth, and the Fight for Democracy, 2000-present. Mexico's Struggle for Stability in a Changing World. Introduction, A Nation in Transition. The turn of the 21st century marked a new era for Mexico. After 71 years of one-party rule, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, PRI, was defeated in the 2000 presidential election, symbolizing the country's transition to real democracy. However, despite this political transformation, Mexico faced new and complex challenges. The war on drugs led to unprecedented levels of violence. Economic growth brought new opportunities, but also deepened inequality. Corruption and crime continued, undermining democratic institutions. Social movements pushed for greater human rights and indigenous representation. As Mexico entered the 2020s, it was still grappling with these persistent struggles while also emerging as a major player in global trade and culture. This chapter explores the fight for democracy after the PRI's fall, the devastating impact of the drug war, Mexico's evolving relationship with the U.S., the rise of new social movements and political forces. 16.1 The fall of the PRI and the rise of new political forces, 2000 to 2012. The Vicente Fox presidency, 2000 to 2006. In 2000, Vicente Fox of the National Action Party, PAN, defeated the PRI's candidate, marking the first peaceful transition of power in modern Mexican history. Fox's presidency was seen as a new beginning, but his term was filled with challenges. Corruption and bureaucracy slowed reforms, frustrating many voters. Crime and drug violence increased, as cartels grew more powerful. Economic progress was uneven, with many Mexicans still living in poverty. Despite his symbolic victory, Fox struggled to deliver meaningful change, leading to growing public disappointment. Felipe Calderón and the War on Drugs, 2006 to 2012. In 2006, Felipe Calderón, also from PAN, became president, but his victory was highly contested with accusations of electoral fraud. To assert his legitimacy, Calderón declared war on Mexico's drug cartels, launching a military crackdown. 50,000 troops were deployed to combat organized crime. The strategy backfired, leading to an explosion of violence. By 2012, over 100,000 people had been killed or disappeared in drug-related violence. The war on drugs destabilized entire regions as cartels fought each other and the government, turning Mexico into one of the deadliest places in the world outside of active war zones. 16.2 The return of the PRI and continued corruption, 2012 to 2018. Enrique Peña Nieto's presidency, 2012 to 2018. Despite its history of corruption, the PRI returned to power in 2012 with the election of Enrique Peña Nieto. Peña Nieto promised reforms, but his administration was plagued by scandals and incompetence. Major corruption cases emerged, including the Casablanca scandal, where the president's wife was caught in a luxury real estate scandal linked to government contracts. Human rights abuses intensified, particularly in the 2014 Ayotzinapa case, where 43 students disappeared, allegedly killed by police and drug cartels. Public outrage against Peña Nieto grew rapidly, setting the stage for a new political movement to challenge the system. 16.3 The rise of Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, and the Fourth Transformation, 2018-present. AMLO and the Morena Movement. By 2018, Mexico was ready for a radical political change. Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, running under the left-wing Morena Party, won in a landslide victory. He promised a fourth transformation, comparing it to Mexico's independence and the revolution. His policies focused on social programs, economic justice, and reducing corruption. He cut government salaries and launched major welfare programs for the poor. Challenges under AMLO's presidency. Despite his popularity, AMLO's presidency has been polarizing. Crime and cartel violence remain high, with record murder rates. The COVID-19 pandemic hit Mexico hard, exposing healthcare weaknesses. His populist policies and attacks on institutions worry some observers. While he has delivered social reforms, critics argue that his leadership has been authoritarian and divisive. 16.4 The drug war and its impact on Mexican society. The rise of cartel violence. Since 2006, Mexico's drug war has led to over 350,000 deaths and tens of thousands of disappearances. Entire towns and regions becoming no-go zones controlled by cartels. Mass graves, political assassinations, and rising femicide cases. Key cartels and their power struggles. Sinaloa Cartel, once led by El Chapo Guzman, one of the world's most notorious drug lords. Jalisco New Generation Cartel, CJNG. Considered Mexico's most violent cartel, expanding rapidly. Los Zetas and Gulf Cartel, known for brutal killings and kidnappings. Despite government efforts, cartels continue to expand, infiltrating police, military, and politics. 16.5 Social movements and the fight for justice. Feminist and human rights movements. Women's movements have demanded justice against femicide, with thousands of women murdered each year. Activists fight for the rights of missing persons as families search for mass graves across the country. Indigenous groups continue to fight for land rights, particularly in Chiapas and Guerrero. LGBTQ+ and youth activism. Mexico has become more progressive in LGBTQ+ rights, legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide. Young activists are pushing for climate change policies, transparency, and a better future. These movements represent a new generation demanding accountability from their government. 16.6 Mexico's evolving relationship with the United States. Key issues between Mexico and the U.S. Trade relations. Under NAFTA, now USMCA, Mexico remains one of the U.S.'s biggest trading partners. Immigration and border control, U.S. policies, including Trump's border wall, have impacted millions of migrants. Drug trafficking. The U.S. remains the largest consumer of Mexican drugs, fueling cartel power. Despite tensions, Mexico and the U.S. remain deeply interconnected politically and economically.